Wow, I didn't expect an Unshow on a Tuesday.
Nobody expects
an Unshow on a Tuesday. Yeah, I figured we'd break it in with an Unshow. I think this is going to be the new way round deadpan. Complete with chips and salsa. The first comment of the week, the first greasy nipple of the week. The Energizer Bunny says, another collaboration between hubby and a bassist. http://soundcloud.com/RyanHallYYC/terminus-v2-0. Actually, those are top secret, so keep your feedback on the DL. Vanamon says, http://www.youtube.com/watch?v=VHD. It was a video of Matthew Broderick recreating Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Rather, it was for a car commercial. I forget which car. For, you know, I'm not one to peddle commercials, but actually rather brilliant. And I'm sure you'll see it 1,000 times. Starting with the American Super Bowl and every day thereafter. John Bowes says, speaking of free streaming, the TV series Supernatural will be available to stream on Netflix as of this Sunday. Would be a great opportunity for you to watch along with us on IdgitCast. Even now, you can listen to episode 0, in which we discuss our expectations and preconceptions, ellipsis. http://idgitcast.blogspot.com. Lopan says, sorry, buddy, I feel you. Parentheses, not that way, close parentheses. Ed from Texas says, podcasting will eat itself. And the first of the week, as John Bowes again, says, is it me or is it Sulfurd? And we have two bonus comments of the week. SB says, I received my copy of High Fidelity yesterday. I'll be reading it during my upcoming two back-to-back trips to Dallas. I saw the movie years ago, but don't remember it, so I'm really looking forward to this. And Reaper says, morning Pan, getting my eyes fixed today. Hooray! With about 10,000 exclamation points. I'm off to see the doctor, the wonderful doctor of eyes. Funny, Reaper, you know I had a dream about that. And you were there, and you, and you, and you. So, we're, starting earbuddies very soon. Very soon. So far, the people who have chimed in that they want to be part of it, I think I'm not including anyone erroneously here. Vanamond, Amy, myself, the Energizer Bunny, SB, Ed from Texas, Jack Jaffe, that would be a Trucker Overdrive from the old days, Desert Pixie, our newest deadpanite, Paul Mackey, and Jeremy from Seattle are the people so far. There are a couple of regulars who have not yet stated that they want to participate again, and hopefully they will. So I will not yet start doing the pairings, but those are going to come up pretty gosh darn soon. And so yeah, I say gosh darn because the very next full-length deadpan episode won't be full-length, but it will be all kid-friendly gosh darned content. And for those of you who are groaning at the prospect of listening to a bunch of episodes of kid stuff, I wouldn't sweat it too much. It should be pretty painless for you, and hopefully entertaining. I mean the heck. And then beyond that, we're zeroing in on a High Fidelity episode. And I'm going to ask for your preferences. I would really like to do it right around the end of the month. Or the beginning of the next month. So if the end of February is preferable, let me know. If the beginning of March is preferable, let me know. One way or another, let me know. That gives you pretty much all of February to read the book. It's a quick read. And or watch the film. The John Cusack film. And of course, you know what? Let me know about how this Tuesday thing works for you. I'm thinking it feels pretty good. Just me personally, I'm thinking it feels pretty good. So I don't know. So let me know. Anyway, deadpan is the way. This isn't a kid episode. It's the motherfucking way. And I guess I'll see you guys on the message boards. As I say, let me know one way or another your status for your buddies. And you know, and don't worry too much about it if you miss. There's no deadline. If you miss the initial pairings, I can probably still get you involved one way or another and find you an earbuddy partner. But please do let me know. No more rambling. Good night, Mush.